Our sales increased 25%. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work, are still standard at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville-Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opening their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now is not only basketball season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking abilities, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers can't do it alone. They need help from parents too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website thinkusa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Two and a half minutes from tip in USA. Bad Axe on the road in the greater Thumb West, and you're tuned to WLEW Sports. Clark Ramsey here, John Mooney to my right. We'll be calling the game ahead of us in just down to 120 seconds. We've broken down Bad Axe. Now for the USA Patriots. They're 4-1 overall. Their only loss to Essexville Garber a week ago. They're 1-0 in league play. First place in the trigger, Greater Thumb West. Last time these two teams met last year, Bad Axe won in Bad Axe 59-56. But that was last season. So far, USA at home is 3-0, beating three Greater Thumb East teams in the process. Overall, the Patriot offense scores 56 points per game and allows 39.6 plus 16.4 points per game for the Patriots. At home, when they win, that number turns in their favor, scoring a little over 53, then giving up 31. So differential in USA's favor of 22.3. Now with John Mooney, we look inside the Patriot huddle.
Coach Mark Gainforth, USA Patriots. They have one of the area's best inside-outside combos in 6'6" junior center Brendan Ballard, my favorite and everyone's favorite aircraft carrier. Let's face it, he opens up his wingspan, and you've got the 7th Fleet, Clark. And on the outside, you've got a dead-eye senior sniper by the name of Daniel Rick. You also have juniors Zach Kramer. He can also be counted to keep defenses honest with his sharp shooting as well.
USA's story, each of their four victories come in double digits, the smallest margin of victory being at 16, as many as 32 just 2 days ago. Their only loss comes from a very talented non-conference team, Essexville Garber, on the road, and they fell short by only 4 points. This is the second of three straight home games, but then USA is on the road for six straight games until February 12th. Currently, USA is on a one-game win streak by beating Vassar on Tuesday 66-34. If USA wins tonight, they would improve to 5-1 and remain in first place in the Greater Thumb West standings. John?
Well, we're getting ready for the national anthem pretty soon. We have starting lineups.
And we're going to get through them in just a second. It's time for one more quick break. You're tuned to WLEW.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with. But all dealerships are not equal in other ways. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals you wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work are still standard at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly. Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Is in the books, and we are ready to start here in USA on the west side of the county, just north of it here, Tuscola County border here, as the Bad Axe Hatches trying to get back to their winning ways, and USA trying to send that win streak to two and stay perfect in the Greater Thumb West. John, you have our starting lineup for tonight.
Starting for the visiting Hatches, you have number 5, Austin Trammell, a junior. Ben Braden, number 15, a senior. James Canarian, a senior, number 23. Also starting for the Hatchets is Will Sutton, number 44, a senior. And also 45, Tanner Foote, also a senior. For the USA Patriots, we have a senior, number 10, Jacob Vichy. Another junior, Hayden Ewald, number 15. Senior, Dan Rick, number 24. Number 44, 6'6" junior Brendan Beller. And rounding out the Patriots starters is Seth Gangler, number 40, a junior.
Both teams ready to go here. Bad Axe in the zone. USA being introduced at the moment. We have one scoreboard report already. Howard reaches up, take over Sandusky 23-5. They've had 6 threes in the first quarter, and there's still a minute 40 left in the first quarter, and they're up 23-5 over Sandusky. So a blowout going on the east side right now.
Nothing like home.
And hopefully we have a closer game here on the west side. Bad Axe and USA. The wild, wild west, John. Any ideas? It's now time for the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. John, what's your prediction?
Well, I'm going to go on a limb. This is going on a limb like last week, but Bad Axe 57, USA 48.
Bad Axe 57, USA 48, and I'm going to say USA 61, Bad Axe 53.
That means we can't be both wrong.
Man, we should run for Congress going this way. Both teams out of the huddles. Looks like it's going to be number 44, Will Sutton, taking the tip for Bad Axe. The left side of the radio moving to the right, and like John Mooney calls him, he's the aircraft carrier, number 44, Brendan Ballard, the big man. For USA, going right to left across the radio in the white jerseys and red and blue stripes down the side. There's the tip. Actually, Will Sutton won it, and it goes straight out of bounds. Last touch by USA, and it's going to be Bad Axe ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, left to right across your radio. 7:57 left in the first.
USA is in a 2-1-2 zone, but they are extending it.
Termel comes across the timeline, taps the key over to